Hi, my name is Yolanda, and I'm a member of I Read the Whole Bible Every Year. Today I'm here to share with you my summary of the book of Deuteronomy, chapters 24 through 27. I pray that what I share gives an accurate account of God's Word and that it blesses you. So before we get started, let's just take a moment and go before the Father. Heavenly Father, we come before you today just thank you and praising you for this day, for this is the day that you have made and we shall rejoice. We thank you, Father God, for each and every one that will hear this podcast, and we ask you, Father God, to open our hearts to receive. We pray, Father God, for knowledge, wisdom, and revelation of your word, and that our minds are renewed, that our lives are forever transformed. And we just thank you and praise you and give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So starting with chapter 24, it speaks about the laws and social justice regarding marriage and divorce. So it says that when a man takes a wife and he later finds some uncleanness in her, that he is entitled to give her a certificate of divorce. If she remarries and then divorces again, the first husband is not allowed to marry her again because that would be detestable in the eyes of the Lord. It also covers when a man first enters into marriage that he is exempt from military duties for up to 1 year. Some of the additional laws that were stated: do not take a pair of millstones as security for a debt, because that would be taking a person's livelihood as security. With regard to kidnapping, if someone is caught kidnapping a fellow Israelite and treating them as a slave, the kidnapper must die. When someone makes a loan to a neighbor, they were not allowed to go into the house to get what was offered as a pledge, because this would be a form of humiliation towards the debtor. Warning about taking advantage of hired workers who is poor and needy. They were to be paid their rightful wages. Parents were not to be put to death for the crimes committed by their children, nor children put to death for crimes committed by their parents. It speaks about the harvest season also, that while harvesting, if something is dropped or left behind, that it was supposed to be left there for the foreigner, the widow, or a family without a father. Chapter 25 speaks about fairness and justice, that when a dispute was had, that it was supposed to be taken to court and the judge would decide the case, acquitting the innocent and condemning the guilty. Widowhood and marriage. It speaks about if brothers are living together and one of them dies without a son, that his widow must not marry outside the family. The husband brother shall take her and marry her and fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law to her. The first son that she bears shall carry on the name of the dead brother. It further describes what happens if the brother-in-law refuses to marry the widow of his brother. With regards to weights and measurement, they were warned, do not use differing weights or differing measures. And this was in order to eliminate cheating and stealing. For the Lord God detests anyone who deals dishonestly. They were reminded about revenge on the Amalekites, that as the Israelites were passing through, coming out of Egypt, that when they were weary and worn out, that the Amalekites met them on the journey and attacked all who lagged behind, because they had no fear of God. The Lord warns that when they are given rest from all their enemies around in the land that they inherit, that they shall blot out the names of the Amalekite, that they will not be remembered. Chapter 26 speaks about offerings and the first fruit. They were instructed to set aside the first first fruit of their harvest and commit it to the Lord. It is a representation of the tithe. Call and a call to obedience, chapter 26. The Israelites were reminded to follow the commandments that the Lord had given them, to observe them with all their hearts and their souls. They are reminded that they are His chosen people, His treasured possession, as He promised. He declares that they will be a people holy, holy to the Lord. Chapter 27, Moses addressed them again regarding the laws and decrees that were following, that they were to follow once they crossed the land of the Jordan. They were instructed to build an altar at Mount Ebal, made of stones and plaster, and they were to write the laws on the stones. Burnt offerings were to be made, and this will serve as a reminder. In conclusion of chapter 27, it includes a list of the laws that would cause a curse to be brought on the person that violated the law. A few of them were: cursed is anyone who makes an idol and set it up to worship. Cursed is anyone who dishonors their father and mother. Cursed is anyone who withholds justice from the foreigner, fatherless, or the widow. And cursed is anyone who has sexual relation with any animal. That was just to name a few. In addition, they all had to acknowledge that they understood the laws by a verbal amen. Well, that concludes my summary for today. That was chapters 24 through 27. I pray that you were enlightened, encouraged, and inspired by today's reading. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode, and please join me next Thursday as we continue in the book of Joshua. Again, thank you so much for joining, and don't forget to follow our podcast at RTWBEY365 on Anchor FM, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Also, visit our full website at IReadTheWholeBibleEveryYear.org. And we invite you to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, under the name I Read the Whole Bible Every Year, and on Clubhouse under the club name Doing Life God's Way. This is Yolanda. Until next Thursday, God's willing, see you then. Thank you.